Thank you for downloading the latest podcast from the Center for European Studies at Carleton University in Ottawa. The interviewees were in conversation with Anka Gurzu. For terms of use, please visit our website at www.carleton.ca/CES.
I'm Inger Vibus. I'm a professor at the Norman Patterson School of International Affairs at Carleton University.
The European Union is known to be a promoter of environmental policies. Tell us briefly what are currently the EU's most important policies in this field.
At present, the EU is really the only major jurisdiction that's still trying to push ahead on reducing greenhouse gas emissions. And so they've implemented a cap and trade system, and they continue to refine that system, although the recent economic crisis is somewhat slowing down progress on this.
If you compare and contrast the European Union's environmental policies with those of Canada's, what are your observations?
Canada, in most areas, lags behind. So, for example, in terms of regulation of water quality, the EU has had mandatory EU-level regulations for several decades now. So, for example, there are drinking water standards that are EU-wide, whereas in Canada, we don't have any national drinking water standards. Similarly, for 20 years, there's been an EU-wide standard on sewage treatment, and in Canada, we do not yet have a binding national standard for sewage treatment.
What about some of the recent federal decisions to cut some approval processes for certain environmental impact assessments? What do you make of those?
I don't think they can help our level of environmental protection. One of the areas which is most problematic is habitat destruction, which is the leading cause of decline in species. And so the elimination of the federal role in environmental impact assessment can't be beneficial for protecting endangered species.
Are you concerned? And if so, what are the implications of some of these changes in Canada?
The Canadian system is already very difficult to understand because it's so fragmented and so lacking in transparency. And so in that regard, we're very much going in the opposite direction from the European Union or even the general trends in the United States. So it's difficult to know what has been happening, but it's clear that we are seeing a rollback at the federal level in Canada, and our levels of environmental protection were not particularly stringent to begin with. So I would judge that this puts us further behind in terms of maintaining and improving our environmental quality.
In Canada, we have the provinces and the territories that have a lot to say regarding the type of environmental policies they would like to adopt. In the EU, the system seems to be a bit more centralized, with a lot of proposals coming from the European Commission. Does this play a role in explaining why Canada and the European Union are going at different speeds in this field? If so, how?
The EU has been very active in determining policy in this area, so it turns out that in most aspects of environmental policy, notwithstanding the fact that Canada is a nation state and the EU isn't, the European Union is actually much more centralized in these matters. So nation states within the EU have less discretion over environmental policy and environmental regulations than Canadian provinces do. I would argue that the evidence indicates that this very decentralized, fragmented approach has not been conducive to strong environmental protection. It's not just a matter that the provinces have different approaches to reaching the same goal. The standards of performance and the outcomes achieved are objectively lower, and they're also less stringent and less effective than comparable policies in the United States.
Thank you.
You're welcome.